212. Suing the City Council. Thanks to suburbanization, sufficient attention has not been paid to our cities. What little attention there has been has not been substantive. That's why I'm suing the city government. Grant Franks seemed suited for the task. The son of 60s radicals, he's now a lawyer, railing against big business and a city government that willfully plays along. Am I subversive? He asks. No, it's the government that's been subverting the people. Three successive city councils have acted in subterranean fashion, so subtle and cunning. They've suffused the suburbs with big businesses, while they fail to provide substantial aid to meet the basic subsistence needs of city dwellers. The citizens have silently succumbed to this sort of chicanery. I'm sorry, but that doesn't suit me at all. I just don't find that situation suitable. He claims his suit is not against suburbanites per se, but rather it is against those who seek to eradicate city life altogether by substituting one version of life for another. We need a balance. Let's take elementary subtraction as an example. To be succinct, if you have 6 on one side and give away 3 to another, balance remains. If you take 2 more, the original side is left with only 1. You have to add 2 back to the original side to retain balance. But the city council only sees the subtractive element when it comes to cities. Take away from the city and give to the suburbs. When so much has been taken away, how can city folks subsist anymore? Critics of Mr. Franks point out that he fails to substantiate many of his claims and exaggerates when he speaks of the city council. For example, on one occasion, Mr. Franks spoke of the council as dictators. But citizens are quick to point out that due to suffrage, no dictatorship exists. The case is set to begin in court next Tuesday.